Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Great to be here with you this Saturday morning. It looks really nice out there. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel about some great destinations for you. I guess a lot of you saw the five cruise ships in town, so I think a lot of people are thinking about going on a cruise. Also, we're going to talk to the editor of Yam about how she got to where she is and a bit about their magazine. But we like to talk about food off the top, and one of our regulars, Sandra Hellemis, is here from What's for Dinner.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm well.
Now, you do some research on these things, and you want to talk about food crazes, and you've got stuff from the slow-cooked food movement to kind of what's up new with the kind of food this year. So why don't we start with that slow-cooked food movement? Because you said there's some kind of weird things, how that came about.
Yeah, well, it's called the slow food movement.
Oh, slow food.
Slow food movement. And I think we're going to hear more and more of that. And it's kind of the opposite of the fast food. And this is how it kind of came about. It's interesting. It originated in Italy by a man named Carlo Petrini.
He won't know.
Yeah. And he, his whole thing is really to promote an alternate to fast food. And how it came about for him was he, in 1986, a McDonald's was opening up near the Spanish Steps in Rome.
Oh.
So he's not so much against the whole, the restaurant chain as a whole, but he's protesting against the big international business interests that's doing this as far as promoting fast food just globally. And what we're seeing more and more, and I think even locally, we're finding a lot of more of the farmers markets that are popping up. And this slow food movement is really coming into place more from what the consumers and what we are wanting in our food, like especially with a lot of the food scares that's been happening a little bit over the past couple of years. And the reason for that is just our food is just becoming so fastly produced, fastly made. They can't, raise the animals as fast as, that the population is devouring it in that sense.
And that's interesting. You're talking about Spanish Steps because Rachel, our daughter's in Europe, and she was saying it's not fast food, but it's a big chain, that Hard Rock Cafe, all these kids from the place she was staying, we were going there, and she couldn't believe you're in Italy, why you would go to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Right.
It's that kind of homogenized thing, like we just go to these ones we know instead of trying other foods or what's local or what the culture dictates, instead of what the fast food.
And she's a really good example because she's looking for probably the whole unique experience of in a different country of where she's at. And that's what this whole slow food movement is really trying to do. We've heard so much about sustainable food, and that's what I think we all are now looking for, is trying to find a real balance. We're all busy, but we're trying to find a balance of sustainable food, our local markets, what we do at What's for Dinner. You have your main entree, but you can do your great salads and your sides and still really maintain
putting. That's true, Sandra, is that it doesn't have to be all from scratch, everything. So you can find good quality if you source out like What's for Dinner and buy a main, and then you can spend a lot of time on the side or get some great vegetables and stuff and really be creative that way.
And even the grocery stores, you'll see certain outlets are becoming more creative too. You'll see things like there's now a little cafe coffee shop within the grocery store because they're realizing that. And there's, they're having more local food or products from local companies within that grocery store, even though it's a chain. And then there's also some really weird things that are popping up there too. Like I just read, I think Global's are having, they tried poppers, rice poppers.
Oh.
And they actually have we have the popcorn popping machine.
Yeah.
But they've tried in a few stores and I guess it's become really popular. It's rice pops. So you get your little bag and you have these rice. I haven't seen it here yet.
Wow. Well, what we do is we go to the deli and we get some chicken and we eat as we go. It's not pretty, but
You got those free. The kids used to go and get those free cookies when you're under the age of whatever. My kids are too tall now.
Well, this is funny. Our friend, he was like 80. He used to take his mom, who was 100, and said, you have to bring your mom to get your cookie. So he would. And you got.
And she's we like to call our aging in our community recycled teenagers, So I think if you're on one spectrum, you should be able to get your free cookie on the other.
Absolutely. Now, you got some food crazes, too, and you were talking about kind of the hamburger movement, and we see that in Victoria. A lot of hamburger establishments coming up really good and putting a lot of effort into them, and they're delicious. Four and Big Wheel. Yeah. What's coming up next?
Well, you're right. We saw a lot of the hamburgers pop up within the last year, and I remember a time wanting to go get a really good hamburger somewhere, and there just wasn't. Besides, again, we're talking about the fast food compared to really the slow food movement. So what we're going to be seeing a lot, too, is gluten-free. We've talked about that before even on the show, but that is becoming a real, I think, issue with a lot of people, the wheat. And our wheat, too, has changed since, you know, our parents, you know, kind of were growing on. The wheat has changed because they've chemically have changed it. And my understanding, too, is the farmers are even forced to purchase the certain wheat that they use to seed their field with. And, you know, they're not allowed to use the whole, you know, the wheat from way back when. So everything's been, you know, fast again, paced and changed. And I think that's why, personally, I think that's why we're seeing a lot of issues with wheat. And so we're going to see a lot of gluten-free. A lot of the restaurants are bringing on a lot of gluten-free. There's a lot more products in the grocery stores that are gluten-free. And I have a lot of clients that are coming in requesting gluten-free.
And even that's our choice there, even if they don't have any sensitivities, people are saying, I'm just going to...
Exactly. For a lot of different areas. We're going to see another thing that, you know, the burgers were the big thing last year. Same with the yogurt, frozen yogurt. You know, we had Marble Slab and we had the Cold Stone. But now we're seeing locally now, I think we've seen a couple Kula's open up. So there's a lot of, frozen yogurts that are with all the toppings. So that's kind of a different thing. And something else that they're thinking that's going to be coming up is the gourmet tacos. Mm. So, which is, again, kind of really ties in with the gluten-free because it can be a homemade corn taco. So then you don't have your wheat. And you're going to see a lot of things like, I saw one that was smoked oysters topped with a smoky chipotle and roasted tomato salsa.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Who'd ever dream up this
stuff?
I don't know.
Well, these chefs.
It's amazing.
And I'm not a chef, so I can't, you know,
basically,
just
basically, you got
those.
The shell. You can put anything on it, right? You can alter that shell
well,
a bit and you can put any
going,
kind of ingredient.
Well, I don't think it's even so much a hard shell they're looking for. I think they're looking more for the soft, the homemade, and they're thicker, I think. So it's going to be a real, you know, different
I never like that crunch when you go and then everything's, you know, it's all over the place.
I know.
You know
what guys
have
that?
Big mouths. I can like, you know, jump one, put a big one right in their mouth. But
and it crashes.
But
you know what I saw? A trick with that is if you take those hard tacos and you put your lettuce in first and then you put your meat and then you put your cheese. And then when you crunch it, the lettuce still holds everything together. So you don't have everything going down your arm.
Now,
and,
where would we learn this information so we know this?
I
could have saved a lot of time.
I know.
A mess.
A lot of napkins too.
No kidding.
You know, and then there was another one like a lobster taco. So that was really good too.
Wow.
I know. So there's a lot, I think, with that going.
And where do you find, it's like fashion, right?
Yeah.
Like every year, like you research a lot for your own products, so you know what to do month to month. So do they follow trends in other cities, other countries, so that, you know, like how would this come about here?
Well, I think, you know, even with my business, I saw it down in the States before we brought up, you know, the concept up into Victoria. So I think it's a lot to do with people are in different countries or you have relatives in a certain country and you see something. And I think it just kind of moves around, you know, and Canada's known for a lot of new things, too. Like a lot of things that we're seeing that's going to be popping up, too, is food carts.
Right.
That's really big. It's on TV. It's really big in the States and Canada a little bit. You know, we have a little bit more legislation with that. And we're going to, I think there's a really big movement here for Victoria, too. But again, there's the whole issue with having parking a food truck right in front of an establishment that's paying there and has been paying their rent.
Right, which you can understand when you pay rent.
Exactly. So there is some, you know, rules that, you know, have to be sensitive to local, you know, your staple kind of businesses that are, you know, there long term. And food cart, I think, I don't think anybody's really going to make a whole lot of money on it because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. You know, you have to set up, you have to take down. There's a lot of cleaning. There's a lot of your food truck itself has to be certified, you know, stuff like that.
So. We're going to come back in a minute and talk more about food crazes with Sandra.
Victoria's first choice for information, news, weather, traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sleep Country's Mix and Match sale is on now. Plus, we're introducing a new pillow. Perfect for summer, right, Christine?
Absolutely. Our new luxurious Silk Pillow. Silk has natural temperature regulating properties, cool when it's hot and warm when it's cold. The introductory price is only $38.88 for the queen size.
Sleep Country's mix and match savings and the introductory Silk Pillow offer end soon.
Monthly bills. We've all got them. And sometimes we don't have the money to pay them. So it's important you get the lowest payment possible. At Galaxy Motors, getting you the lowest monthly car payment they can is their goal. Galaxy Motors makes 12 different banks compete to give you the lowest monthly payment. And the reality is, you can have the new pre-owned vehicle you want. Galaxy Motors, changing your perception of monthly car payments with the best rates possible. Visit galaxymotors.net.
Sam, the roofing man.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, give Sam the Roofer a call. Re-roof now and save hundreds with Sam the Roofer's fantastic finance rates, including a six-month no-interest plan, OAC. They are BC-certified slope roofing applicators specializing in premium-grade products. See Sam the Roofer in the Yellow Pages.
Sam, the roofing man.
Serving the Southern Islands for over 50 years. Sam the Roofer, fully insured professionals and an A-plus accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Join Terry Moore this afternoon, 4 till 5, for Talk to the Experts. Today, Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan from Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management of TD Waterhouse will speak about alternative investing ideas to maximize growth and income in today's environment. They'll do a market upgrade to include weighing in on the global outlook and how to position your portfolio. You'll learn what you need to know now. That's on Talk to the Experts with Terry Moore and Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management, 4 till 5 p.m. today on CFAX 1070.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back with Sandra from What's for Dinner. We talk about our kids during the break.
Yes.
We try and catch up on our lives.
I know.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, like, what kind of stuff are they eating these days? They dictate a lot of what we're going to be eating. Because even though we say we'll make one meal, we don't care what they want, we kind of have to take into consideration those kind of tastes.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was hoping to have a chance to look on this one website. My son Tristan has been talking about this Epic Mealtime group.
Oh, yes,
guys.
I know.
Have you heard of
them? Yes, I've watched it with my
son. You know, and they're just like, and I think they're Canadian, and their whole story, I think, is something. I mean, he's always jabbering my ear about them, right? I'm like, yeah, you know. But I guess they take everything and order mass. They go through windows like McDonald's and order like 50 Big Macs and then put bacon and then put it all together and put loads of bacon.
It's
is that right?
Stuff like teenage boys love,
yeah,
right? Like,
I know. It's so wrong.
It's so wrong. I know. We went out to Floyd's the other day, me and my son, and he ordered like this burger, triple D. It was two cheese, grilled cheeses, and then in between was like a pulled pork and a meat and an egg and I don't know.
And your taste buds are just probably.
It was like, and like, he looked like he was in a food competition by the end. He was drinking water. It was like, well, this is really pleasant to watch. Anyways, he loved it.
Yeah, and you know, and they do. They, you know, they're really on top of that too. And what I've found even with my daughter Chantel's friends, I know some of them are really looking for the gluten free or vegetarian. So
they're very different, aren't they, though?
Yes.
The teenage boy to the teenage girl, what they're looking for in a meal.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls are not wanting so much to eat proteins anymore. Mm-hmm. They might want more salads and
more the vegetarian.
More vegetarian, but you still need to make sure you get that protein in there.
And the guys can burn it.
Right.
You know, we women can't for some reason. That's just not right.
No, that's the thing about having teenagers and eating the same as them. You know, it just doesn't work quite the same way.
No.
So what else is coming up in these crazy food crazes?
Well, there's some in some of the drinks. You know, I think they're looking at this year is called bitters. It's like a cocktail ingredient, like bitters.
Yeah, from England, right?
Yeah, bitters. And so they're doing things like adding it like a white whiskey. I didn't even know there was. I'm not a big. You know,
you don't pound back whiskey.
Sorry, half a glass of wine will be sleeping on the table. But you know, there. I guess that's really going to be kind of the thing that's maybe coming up this year. And also, coconut water. I guess is kind
that's
of
that's huge. We were in Malibu last year, and this coconut water was coming out. And I guess it's got coconut used to be bad. They said, you know, and now coconut oils and everything else is coming back. So I'm not sure what happened in between. Now it's huge again, right?
Yeah. So is it a lot to do with marketing, I'm wondering? Or is it, you know, and I guess it comes back to being a consumer and being really knowing what, like not being inundated. And not being inundated by what the craze is, but really knowing what you need, you know, for your family and that. And then maybe it's not to say you can't have anything fun, you know, you just
it's
have to.
It's kind of common sense and balance after a while too,
I
right?
I think so.
You know, don't be so extreme on any No. End of it?
No. And, you know, there's like the health food. I think the health food craze is like they call the superfoods and stuff like that.
What are those?
Well, it seems to change all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you're on the TV or whatever, there's a new. And now I think with weight loss, it's the raspberry ketones, I believe it's called.
I just heard that.
Yeah,
and believe me, I know all those fast ways and none of them work, let me tell you.
And kale chips are really, I heard that last year. A lot of people go, have you tried kale chips? Have you tried kale chips? And have you? Have you tried
them? No, but I've had the chef's been on all of them have talked about making kale chips and I've vowed I was going to. And
I finally tried it about a month ago and they are really good.
Are they?
Yeah. But you know, you have
call them something else like Calais.
Or give it some kind of an accent with a little thing.
Salt vinegar kale chips or something.
Kale chips.
All dressed.
But they are. And I think that's a really good alternative to a potato chip, you know. But then you have to watch the salt that you're putting onto it or the seasoning and stuff.
And that's just it, right? You can eat a lot of stuff. It's the salt and the butters and the fats and really kind of taking things a little more simple and not adding so much stuff to them to keep, especially as you get older, all those levels that get out of whack, right, with sugars and...
Yeah. And I think, again, going back to, again, you know, the slow food movement is basically the consumer just – I think we're going to see a lot more farmers markets. We're seeing that here already, is just having the time, you know, to source out some of your favorites and that, but then, you know, trying to balance your busy life too with respect to putting dinner on the
table. And like what you do, making sure that, you know, checking the labels for sodium and all the different things and making
MSG,
sure you're buying that, what kind of stuff is in your food.
Right. And it perfect example of our store is basically what's for dinner. You have your main dish and then you can go to your farmer's market, get your fresh veggies and, you know, and then you can do your really nice salad and then you have a really great, you know where your foods come from and that type of thing. So we're seeing more and more consumers wanting to know where the food came from directly, a local person, whether it's a local fudge being made, a local, you know, salt being made, like all that type of stuff.
It's really funny how things are going back to the old ways. It's, you know, we talk about fashion, but it's kind of like, you know, bell bottoms were in or something from the 70s. And now kids are talking about doing... You know, young people doing their own gardens, growing their own food. You know, they're going back to basics again, almost like the pioneers. Like they're really looking at that mentality. Yeah.
The schools are doing that. The schools are going back to those.
It's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And what else do you have? Before we get on, I want to talk about what's for dinner and what's happening with you,
too. Let's see. Well, pretzel rolls. I don't know about, like, you know, taking a... when I saw that, it's the first I've seen
a pretzel roll. Like,
well, yeah, I guess they call it bigger, badder, and breadier version.
I know.
So they're talking, it's going to be a snack. It's like a sandwich. You can take...
It's
you
a friend.
I know. You cut it open. You can stuff it with cheese, meats, and herbs. And they call it a meal to go. You know, so they call it... So it's like a soft...
Salt.
But in the mega... like
good.
It probably is.
Yeah.
You know, the
soft and doughy, just like you'll be if you eat it.
The flavored marshmallow that I've kind of saw something like that a bit in Vancouver about 2 years ago, but now I've been hearing a lot about it. And that's on our list at the store is to try and test it and see what that's all about.
Coconut marshmallow. There
Coconut
you go.
Coconut marshmallow.
Operate two trends.
Put it in kind of, And chia seeds on the health food.
Yeah, I know my son's at Cobb's and chia bread is huge. Yeah. And that's a new powerful.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, it's not those little chia pets that we used to
chia.
Exactly. And it comes in like, there's like a black chia seed, a white chia seed, and then there's a mixture. But I think, from my understanding, they're all basically the same. But, you know, you put them in a smoothie, you put them in your yogurt or, you know, that type of thing. And that's a real high in protein and really your omega-3 oils. So that's kind of been in a buzz too, a little bit, the chia seeds. But, you know, again, you can be really over-indicted with everything and just you have to pick what.
You do, just like vitamins or anything else you do. There's so many things now. You got to just watch what you eat.
Mm-hmm. A lot of, we're talking about farmers markets, but I think a lot of the delis, we're going to be seeing a lot of that too. A lot of people more and more going to the delis so that with some of the scares that we had with processed meat, you want to actually see your meat sliced. You know, that type of thing. But then you have to be careful to make sure there's nitrates you have to look at and that.
So balance out, maybe sometimes make your own and do your own cutting at home. And
and you know, your daughter, like I'm sure she's seen in Europe, it's like they have their local bakery, they have their local meat butcher, they have their local wine store. That's
what
they
do. Yeah,
she
buys it by the box now.
Oh, does she?
I've taught her to be frugal. Anyway. everything. You go and you buy, purchase everything, so you don't go to one store. And
it's the stops. And I think, you know, I think we're going to see more in that. We have to find time. in our schedule to really take care of our health.
And it sounds so nice, doesn't it?
It does.
Beg it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my mind movie.
My problem is I can't say those words, and I'm like, you know what I mean. My kids are always saying, that's not the way you say it, Mom. I go, well.
Well, that's kids' job to criticize.
I know. But, yeah, so the food trucks I think we'll see, and basically, like I said, people are wanting to know your farmer and know your food program and where it's coming
from.
That's
really interesting. You do lots of cool stuff, and you're doing some neat stuff, too. So What's for Dinner has a menu out. You can go to What's For.
The number four. Yeah,
dinner.ca. And the June menu's out, and we'll talk about some sides, but also you've got single servings.
There's a new product that we're bringing in. It's called Dinner for One, and they're pre-cooked meals, again, right from like homemade cook, and they are targeted to just about anybody. Not only the elderly in our community, that really there's a real need for really good quality food for them, but busy professionals, they're on the go. And again, want to try and get back away from the fast food and do the slow food. And this, these meals are just really quick in the microwave or the oven, and they are a really home cooked meal. So
you're quite a businesswoman, aren't you?
Oh, thanks.
You have all these ideas. I know.
I need some more people to put those ideas
into
place.
You're very smart. Well, we're going to have Brett Wilson on. I did contact him. We're going to have him on soon. I know
I'm
you want to be on with him.
Yes, I do.
But you really do have so many great ideas, and you have a great product.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And in June, a lot of the meals that you have, I know you like a lot of marinating and lots of, and people at home can do that too if they have chicken breast. Like that's, you're a big believer in,
just right back to the ground level. Like teriyaki sauce, we make the teriyaki sauce. We don't do, the jar and if you look at the label, there's so much sodium in that. So, and now that we're doing straight full assembly now, we don't add any salt to any of our entrees or anything. And we let people season to taste with that. So.
And what sort of ideas too do you have? Like if you're going to get the chicken or whatever from you, what kind of sides do you suggest people use? I know you always do put suggestions on there, but what kind of stuff do you do at home?
What we do, especially with the seasons coming up, we try and really go with what's in season.
That's
again
good.
Local. So this is coming up. We have a lot of great, you can do a lot of neat salads. Like salads are just so variety of salads, and it's not hard. So find a really great salad book and just say you're going to do one a week.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to always be just lettuce, right? There's
right.
all kinds of combinations you can do to get away from that.
A lot of the grain salads that are coming up now, too.
And couscous.
Yes,
and
couscous and quinoa.
Or Costco.
Couscous. Couscous is so easy. Fast. And sun-dried tomato within couscous is great.
We'll have to get some of those recipes. Maybe that's what you can do. Post some for our website.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
LifestyleWithPattyMac.com, and you can also contact Sandra at?
At our phone number is 250-298-4346, or you can go to our website at What's for Dinner, and that's WHATS, the number four, dinner.ca.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thanks.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Rhonda Parker.
You don't know where to go. You're new to town, and you need a garage you can trust, but you don't know where to go. Take it to Midas, the locally owned garage that's been trusted on the island for nearly 30 years. They're convenient, no long waits, and they can fix everything. Tires, oil changes, leaks, and big repairs. Take it to Midas, the service of a local garage and the guarantees of a national chain. Visit Midas.ca.
I will be the next face-off champion.
Tuesday on Space.
Follow me.
Join 14 master makeup artists.
You need to prove yourself to the nation.
In the ultimate battle.
I have a goal, which is to win every single challenge.
Of imagination.
I have one thing to say about it. Spectacular.
Who will be the next big name in movie makeup and special effects?
All right, guys, time's up.
Face Off, the hit series, returns Tuesday at 6.
This all starts now.
On Space. No limits.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds downtown. We are at 21 degrees. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Police are warning View Royal residents to be aware after two cougars were reported in the area last month. It may be the same animal. West Shore RCMP say they were first contacted about a sighting near Atkins Avenue and 6 Mile Road around 11 o'clock last night. Then roughly an hour and a half later, police received another call from a man saying he had struck a cougar in his vehicle near the Trans-Canada at Helmkin. The caller told police he last saw the animal running off towards the Fort Victoria RV park. A few surviving Canadian veterans of the Second World War are in France to mark the 70th anniversary of a disastrous battle that took over 900 of their fellow soldiers.
It was on August 19, 1942, when Canadian troops spearheaded a seaborne raid on the coastal town of Dieppe in northern France. But this first Allied attempt of the war to get a toehold on Hitler's Fortress Europe was a military disaster. 92-year-old veteran Arthur Roussel of Frampton, Ontario, remembers the desperate conditions on the beach that day.
Beaches of Dieppe are just a mass little stones, and that was the handicap. You stumbled over everything.
Commemoration ceremonies are being led by Veterans Affairs Minister Stephen Blaney, raising Dieppe, France.
And the Russian Orthodox Church is apparently changing its tune regarding the punk band that staged a brief protest in their Moscow cathedral and are now serving two-year prison sentences. Reporter Tom Rivers has more.
Two top clerics in the church who supported a decision to prosecute the three punk rock protesters now say they've forgiven the women. One is even said to be Putin's spiritual advisor. The case has sparked an international outcry, and many critics will be questioning the sincerity of such a change of tune, given what they see as the cozy relationship between the Russian church and the Putin camp.
One cleric appeared on state TV to say his church hopes the young women and their supporters realize that their acts are awful. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Juan residence, but no correct answer for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our jackpot goes up to $850, courtesy of Glenwood Meats at 1245 Parkdale Road in Langford. And a glance at CFAX weather now. Sunny all day today, a high of 27 degrees expected. Fairly clear tonight. There's also, however, the risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 13 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We have Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel. How are you, Rhonda?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm great. Now, you know, with all these cruise ships in town this week, five of them, is there a huge buzz now for people phoning you wanting to get on a cruise?
Definitely. We've had a lot of buzz just the last week itself with our record day, of course, having five ships in port. And then it's just getting better and better as the season is going to be going onwards.
And what kind of places do people want to go to right now? Like, I know there's lots of new destinations every year. What are some hot ones?
Well, the hot ones that we have right now, definitely we've got what we call the cruise deal of the year, which is a 14-night round trip from Vancouver. You're looking at for an ocean view starting at $898 per person. So for just over, $1,000 for 2 weeks, you get to have a vacation with all your food included, which is absolutely amazing. We have some great pricing down in the Caribbean for this fall. We have an amazing, it's actually more of a first-time cruiser, young professionals who would like to try cruising. We have a group that's being escorted on that, and the pricing for that starts at about $800 per person, which is great. Goes out of Fort Lauderdale. And then, of course, Europe. We have lots and lots of things going on in Europe. A lot of the cruise lines doing like just the Mediterranean themselves. The prices that we have there are very comparable. We're finding that the air flights, because, of course, it is the Olympics over right now, it's going to be the Olympics, and so the pricing for the air flights are a little bit higher. However, we still want to get people over there to see Europe. So we have that. And then in the fall, I have my river cruise, which is in France, and I still have a couple cabins, which are great prices for that as well.
Now, that's really popular now, river cruising.
River cruising is really nice. You have 75 staterooms, 150 people. You're right in the heart of the destination. You get off. You're touring around. All the tours are included. There are optional ones if you want, but you are very, very busy. So when you come home from a river cruise, you actually need a vacation.
So it's for the more adventurous.
Definitely more adventure. Well, they have definitely not for persons that have any stability or walking. They do have slower walking groups, definitely, but with the cobblestones and everything that you see over in Europe, they're not made for easy accessibility, more so than... So it is a little bit more for the active individual, but anybody who can walk and is okay with uneven ground, it would be great for you as well.
And are they pretty much like a cruise, say, to South America? Do they base them on the best months of their weather, all these cruises in each destination?
Exactly. So right now, of course, we're up in Alaska because that's the best month of the weather there. So when you're going down to South America, it would be exactly the same, which is opposite of us. So it would be in our winter, which is their summer, is the best weather for them as well. As well, you have to be careful going around the horn. So being, down in South America, going around that horn, there is certain times that it's really, really rough and other times that it's not. So that's why they like to make sure it's the most comfortable for the clients that are going as well.
Now, what if you want to do like Asia, Australia, New Zealand? Are those part of a world tour that you pick up a leg of, or are they separate ones that are being... are out there now?
There's actually individual itineraries that they have that you can do. South America, again, it's opposite to us. So when a lot of the ships leave from here, from Alaska or from the Mediterranean, they head over to Australia and Asia. And they do have round trips out of Sydney, out of Auckland, New Zealand, Singapore, one ways. So you do get to see a lot of that area on the off season for us.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a really neat way to see so many things. So it is such a great distance to get there that you would get a sampling of so many different cultures.
Definitely, and just to kind of immersing yourself. And I think cruising is a really good way of going and seeing, would I like to go back and see more of the country? It's a really good introduction. And for clients that don't want to be right immersed 100%, it gives you a good balance of both, that you get to go and see, immerse yourselves as much as you're comfortable, and then if you go back, then you can totally immerse yourself more.
And Rhonda, you've been in the cruise industry a long time, so there's lots of different kinds of ships that really... for each kind of person, what they want, aren't there?
Definitely. Yes, we have clients that would prefer not to be on the big or the larger ships. So we can have, 250 passengers, which are the smaller cruise lines, all the way up to mid-sized cruise lines, which are about 1,500 passengers, and that's mid to upper large, if you will, goes up to 2,000 passengers. And then, of course, we have our 3,000 to 6,000 passengers as well. So just depending what the client wants to get out of their vacation, what they enjoy, there are definitely different avenues that you can look at, and that will work a little bit better for each individual.
And, Rhonda, I think when people go online I got this great deal, it costs nothing to use an agent.
That's correct.
And you get everything organized for you, and you know what you're getting. Tell people what the bonus is of using someone like yourself.
Well, definitely. We are able to look at all of the cruise lines. Once we talk to the client, we find out what their wants and needs are. And, of course, always that bucket list, what they would like to see and do. What we try and do is we try to match up the perfect cruise for them. So we go through all the different options. We talk about them. Having been to a lot of the destinations, we give them a little bit more insight of what they can do. If they want to be a little bit more adventurous, how they can do that. If they want to be a little bit more cautious, how they can do that as well. So having myself, as well as all of my colleagues that have traveled to many destinations, that's a really huge tool to be using, and it doesn't cost anything extra for them to do that. As well, if anything should happen or go wrong, you can call your agent, and they have that relationship with those suppliers that they can make things better for you a lot quicker and a lot less stress-free, if you will.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about the kind of rooms you can get and a couple of other destinations that are hot this summer. Back in a minute.
Crawling through Colwood, packed on the Pat Bay, mixed up on Mackenzie, and maneuvering through the Malahat, first with traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Vancouver Island Model Engineers 40th Anniversary down at Heritage Acres off of Island View Road in Central Saanich. This event is going on today and tomorrow from 10 until 3. Featured here are train rides for all ages on the miniature railway. As well, there is a small track for kids to run a train on their own. It's a lot of fun. There are lots of people down here. It's a great atmosphere to be in. So if you're in the area, definitely come by and check it out. Later on today, I'll be downtown at the Inner Harbor for Dragon Boat Festival. There are over 80 dragon boat teams participating, so come on down and check it out. It'll be going on all weekend. So if you don't get to it today, you can always come by tomorrow as well. There's tons of stuff going on in the community this weekend, so keep your radio dialed to check out where we will be. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress on CFAX 1070.
Hi, I'm Rhonda from Cruise Experts Travel. We at Cruise Experts Travel are part of the Cruise Connoisseur Club of Oceania Cruises and offer many added amenities such as prepaid gratuities, shipboard credit, and free hotels. I would love to tell you all about Oceania Cruises and our special offers. Call me, 250-384-8100. Imagine Alaska 2013, cruise only from $11.99. Call me, 250-384-8100, your local Oceania expert.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here, and it's warehouse cleaning time at Arona Bay West Express. This is our biggest clearance event ever with huge discounts on overstocks and discontinued items. Best prices ever, save 25, 50, even 60% on items store-wide. Go to the beach with a cushion and pillows was $33.98, now just $19.99. For all your home projects, come in and get it done during the warehouse clearance at Arona Bay West Express. Doing it right 7 days a week at Bay and Wilson and Vic West.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back in the studio. Sandra is still here from What's for Dinner, and we have Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel. Do you do a cruise, Sandra?
I haven't.
Oh, you
well, I cruise down the highway. But
you cruise down the highway, doing the speed limit.
And there's
I hope.
The rowboat on the lake.
Yeah. So, Rhonda, tell us about like the cabins. I know you know some people think they need a deck, but you get these huge interior cabins too, so you're not often in your room. So, there's a lot of variety and a lot of price points. Which is the best one to start at?
Well, definitely. Depends on, of course, where your budget is, and we always like to work with that as closely as possible. Interior staterooms, ocean views, and balcony staterooms on the majority, which is called like the mass market client cruise lines, Princess, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, that kind of thing, you're looking at about 180 square feet. Now, when you have a balcony, what happens is it actually changes your whole thought process and enjoyment process, because what happens is you can have breakfast out on your balcony. And I know that it's a little bit chillier up in Alaska, but you are able to have hot chocolate and they wrap you in these great big blankets while you're at the glaciers and that. So it does change how you view and what you want to experience. I do have to say that I don't go to Alaska with at least anything less than an ocean view. And the only reason is the second time that I... it was black outside, and it was the darkest night I'd ever seen. And I looked outside, and there was the Northern Star, and it was the picture of what the Alaska flag is.
Wow.
And I looked out, and I went, oh, my God. We couldn't believe it. And so from that point forward, I've always had at least an ocean view, because you look outside and you can see where you're cruising into. Another time that I was cruising, I actually was cruising into San Juan, Puerto Rico, and there was El Moro, the castle, as I cruised past my window. And so those little things make a difference. When you have an interior stateroom, you don't get that experience. And to find out if it's night or day, you have to turn
if
the
you
TV
have sleeping
on
problems,
kind of look at it.
It's a great spot to be, I tell you.
So for just a little bit more a day to get a totally different experience, I do suggest at least an ocean view. And then, of course, if you want to have that, you know, that extra experience with the balcony, definitely it's worth it.
Okay. And so pricing-wise, you want to do it sooner than later usually because prices always go up. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about cruising?
Well, here in Victoria, they can call me locally at 250-384-8100. If you want to get on my email blast, I do a weekly hot deals. You can email me at Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, at cruiseexperts, with an S, travel.com. Or you can call any of my colleagues as well at 1-800-565-2784.
Well, thank you for all that information. Don't you want to go cruising now, Sandra?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's a great way to travel.
I'll buy the cruise for you.
Hey, you have a great day, Rhonda.
Thanks so much for having
me. Nice talking to you. Yeah, cruising is a great way to go because you really can see a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you do kind of know where you want to go back to, and you don't have to unpack. You get to – a lot of people have a, you know, oh, it's going to be too staid or
– Yeah, and I guess I've always kind of thought I'll do it later in life, but I've – you know, I just see so much more and listening to people that it is a younger
thing. It's great. And Alaska's so quick. It's a really good one to do because it's close.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us on the phone now is Carrie Slavens, who's the editor of Yeah! Magazine. How are you, Carrie?
Hi, I'm great. The sun's shining.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Now, Carrie, you have quite a vast background, and, you know, I was interested in your history because I think when we have – kids that are going through university and they don't know what they want to be. You've been many things, but you started with your base of education. What has your transition been to get to be the editor of YAM? How many careers?
Well, actually, it's been a pretty straight career path. I started out by going to University of Victoria in their writing program. And while I didn't always directly study journalism, what I learned to do there was to become a communicator. Mm-hmm. So largely that prepared me to be first a reporter, then a magazine editor and newspaper editor. And then when I started my own communications business, I was well prepared because all of that was just about communication. And so coming to YAM, I brought all the experience from the past and my communication business at Artemis and really wrapped it into the magazine. So it has been, it might seem varied, but it's actually been a pretty clear path for me.
And there's so many different elements of YAM and lifestyle, and you've had different careers, but all kind of artistic. You paint, mm-hmm. You do books on poetry. Tell us about the other side of life that you do outside of YAM.
Well, actually, I do, and I've always been fascinated with poetry. I paint, but the one thing I don't do is I don't paint for a living because I don't want anybody to tell me whether I'm good or bad. I just want to enjoy it because I do write for a lifestyle, and I made writing my work. So it's a whole different thing for me. I think for me, though, writing poetry and fiction allows me to express that part of myself that I can't necessarily express in the magazine. It's the subconscious coming through, and I find it very relaxing, and I find it very rewarding. And it's kind of like having two different sides to yourself that meet up in the middle, and hopefully you become a complete person out of the two of them.
Well, and poetry is so beautiful. My aunt Olive Lockhart, she's been long gone, but she wrote poetry and, you know, published books when people weren't doing that way mm-hmm. back in the early, you know, mid-century. And mm-hmm. just, you know, if you read poetry, it's so moving. Sometimes people don't take the time to really look at the stories within poetry.
Mm-hmm. You have to slow down, and you have to be willing to enjoy language for language's sake. You know, in so many people do, they read, and often, you know, even in an article, they might read the first five paragraphs. But with poetry, it's really about what's underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. And I think if you allow it to, you know, a lot of people indulge in meditation and all kinds of things to try and access that inner world. Well, writing or reading poetry is one way that you really can access that inner world and that inner language that you have.
And what are your books? Can you tell us the names so people can go out if they want to buy those?
Well, one of my books was Gravity and Light, which was published with Anne M. Kelly and Margaret Blackwood, and I published another chapbook called Stranger Under the Stars with the Hawthorne Society. So I've been so involved in my career as a writer and reporter that the poetry side of my life, I think I've kind of put on the back burner, but it's back, actually, and I have a new book that I'm just finishing up, and hopefully I'm gaining access again to that part of myself.
Oh, I think we're always evolving. It just gets better, mm-hmm. Carrie. And you wanted to ask a question too, Sandra.
Well, yeah, my daughter's actually, it's ironic that you were saying that you went through the University of Vic for the writing program. And
yeah.
I know Chantel, my daughter, was looking at that program also. And I understand, is it one of the better ones in Canada? Is that correct?
Well, it's been a while since I've been there, but I think it is. When I went, I had the opportunity to study with some of the great writers. Jack Hodgins, of course, who's a Governor General's Award winner, was there. And they have an excellent approach to writing. I think a liberal arts education, actually, it helps you learn how to think about how you think. So, you know, there are many programs that are wonderful and direct you right into a career. With UVic, I think you kind of get a whole diversity of experience and different opinions and voices coming in. So I would highly recommend the writing program there. I think it's wonderful, and it was probably one of the most engaging, most meaningful 4 years I can remember.
Well, you're getting good advice now here.
So
your daughter. Awesome. When we come back with Carrie, we're going to talk more about YAM and being an editor.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Ford and Douglas. Online at goldvictoria.com.
Need cash today? Got some gold, DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, and tools? You know, stuff lying around? Bring it into Barclays and exchange it for money. You'll see why they're the Pawn Stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fisgard.
You want 9 holes of golf and a great meal for just $37? You got it. Highland Pacific Golf invites you to 9 and Dine. Available Friday to Sunday after 4 p.m. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
You want weekend golf for your family for just $45? Done. Highland Pacific Golf invites you to family golf. 4 players, $45 after 4 p.m. Friday to Sunday. Maximum 2 adults. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Sam the Roofing Man.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, give Sam the Roofer a call. Re-roof now and save hundreds with Sam the Roofer's fantastic finance rates, including a 6-month no-interest plan, OAC. They are BC-certified slope roofing applicators specializing in premium-grade products. See Sam the Roofer in the Yellow Pages.
Sam the Roofing Man.
Serving the Southern Islands for over 50 years. Sam the Roofer, fully insured professionals and an A-plus accredited member of the Better Business Bureau.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. We have Sandra from What's for Dinner in the studio and Carrie Slavens from Yam. Now tell us, what does an editor do, Carrie?
An editor basically works with all of the writers and helps pull together the vision of the magazine. In a way, you kind of uphold the personality of the magazine. So in Yam's case, that is you and me living smart. And I think living smart is about making smart choices, but also acknowledging that we need to have fun in life. There's a joie de vivre, and that's what Yam is really about. So it's helping the writers get on board with that and really address what our readers are craving to hear.
Well, you know, Georgina was my first guest when I started Lifestyle, and really it's the same show on the radio, because that's what our goal is, to have fun.
Yeah.
And to give information, but, you know, to have fun. So you're kind of like a parent almost, and kind of keeping everybody in check and making sure they have their homework done in time.
Yeah, exactly. And we have an amazing group of writers. And, you know, and the community has really responded to Yam as well, which has been fantastic. I think they are craving that fun in life. You know, we always balance it with some good, serious advice. But really, it's about any aspect of your life that you want to fully explore who you are and how to make the best of it. As Georgina always says, living smart.
That's right. And I know you had some issues with the eyebrow article, but, you know, I was a makeup artist before, and I love that article because I'm a huge person about eyebrows, because eyebrows really are the frame. And if you're a painter, Sandra, now you're going to... You have good eyebrows. But, you know, it's...
The time I almost plucked my eyebrows off.
Harry,
I learned how to do it. We had more response to that article, actually, Patty. I mean, who knew that an article on eyebrows could draw such discussion? But
I totally would, because I think it's the basics of life that matter, not the big stuff. It's everyday stuff. And if you don't have a good eyebrow, the same as your daughter's mine, when she was like, oh, I don't care who I go to or plucking them. I had no eyebrows, and I was the girl in charge of plucking all my friends, and they all look like clowns, you know, with the moon eye. So it was like, oh no, you can't just go to anybody, honey. You've got to have it. Start here, an arch there, you know.
Yeah.
And then when my son
guys are getting into it.
Well, my son comes up one day. He's got a bald patch. He's like, oh my God, that's my worst nightmare. Bad eyebrows. So,
oh,
let
God.
Mommy do that.
So things like that matters. As they say, I guess the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
And we really do look at the details as well as the big picture.
And, you know, like we do here with food and just living, people want to always know a new recipe or what people's houses look like inside, or ideas to decorate, because we may have them, but even if we don't use them, we want to know them.
Mm-hmm. They do, and it's wonderful. I mean, we're in this wonderful place in Victoria where the foodie movement is huge, and we have access to so much fresh food. I'm just about, after the interview, I'm going to walk down to the Moss Street Market. We have so many ingredients here that we can put into our recipes. So I've never met an audience so thrilled about food. And the chefs in Victoria and the foodies have just been really generous with us in sharing their coveted recipes.
Can you imagine if you were a person that said, yeah, I only like eat because I have to? Like, who are those people?
I have a magnet on my fridge that says, I have a kitchen because it came with the house.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of people do have huge, huge kitchens, but they might cook in there, you know, once a month. They still love them. I'm not a huge cook, I have to admit, and don't get me going on pastry, but I love reading recipes. They're like reading poems.
Well, what are you going to buy at the market today, Carrie?
Pardon me?
What are you going to buy at the market then?
I always get fresh greens, fresh salad greens. It reminds me of the way my grandparents' garden, the food tasted there. Mm-hmm. And little heirloom tomatoes when they're available. And the cheeses are wonderful. And if cold comfort ice cream is down there, lavender ice cream. Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Yum,
you
yum.
You know, we're way beyond vanilla ice cream.
And you have a teenage daughter too, and is she a fussy eater?
She is. She's actually she always was. We used to call her a noodlearian because she didn't like meat and she didn't like vegetables. She's actually sitting here giving me the eye. But she's actually grown up to be a really smart young woman who's starting her own career. And I think I'm glad to see we didn't starve her.
I know. Do you remember the big tray in front of them and, you know, the Cheerios and like the noodlearians and mm-hmm. thinking, oh my gosh, what is, you know, am I a bad mom or what? Just chucking this food like it's a zoo.
I tried everything, you know. I absolutely did. And the guilt you feel as a mother. But, you know, she's grown up just fine. And she's, I think she's going to be okay. And maybe she'll even eat vegetables one day.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Sandra, you were saying about your daughter going to grade 12 next year. Mm-hmm. It's always evolving and all these feelings we have. We're so proud of them. And But it's always bittersweet sometimes as they move on to the next step. But it's wonderful to see them grow. My daughter's in Europe right now. And I couldn't have imagined that years ago. But it's so neat to see her doing your own thing.
Right. It is wonderful, you know, and somebody used to tell me a mother mourns each stage that goes by but embraces the next, and I think that's largely true. I mean, I'm just thrilled when I see her going off working and starting college, and I just feel like, you know, okay, we've done our job, and now she's going to live that life, and I look at her going for her dream. She's an equestrian jumper, and
oh, wow.
I watch her out there, and I think, you go, girl, you know, if you can handle a horse that make it do what you want to do. I mean, you're on your way.
And to raise strong kids is such a goal. Well, it's been so nice talking to you, Carrie.
Well,
and I'd love to have you back on again. We'll chat more.
I would love to. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you have fun. You have fun at the market.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sandra, for being on, as
Thank
always.
You for
and Rhonda, TJ, always great to see you. It's going to be a nice weekend out there. So hopefully we can sit on our decks this weekend and enjoy a barbecue and maybe a glass of something.
Bitters or something.
Bitters and scotch or whatever the heck you're having.
White whiskey.
White whiskey.
Where we get that?
That sounds horrid.
I know.
Anyways, until we meet again next weekend, get out there and enjoy.